It's Saturday morning, and it's time for our Chippewa Valley Technical College update. I've got Mark Denk. He's the agribusiness instructor at the college. And we're getting into the spring season, thinking about getting the planting going, you know, if the snow ever disappears. But beyond getting that seed in the ground and raising a successful crop, there's a whole lot of other parts that go into being a successful farmer. Give me your take on some of those parts.
I read an interesting article, and it matches up really close with what I see and what I do day in and day out. And the article, I think, was titled Traits of a Successful Farmer. So I thought it was a good read. It was a reinforced what I see. And I thought I'd just share a little bit of that this morning. And the first thing that it said was, be money wise. Imagine that. Be money wise. So I can always remember some of the advice I got when I first started farming. And I didn't quite understand that at that age, you know. But I think I was told something like, just remember, Mark, making money is the easy part. Trying to hang on to some of it's the hard part. And you know, as you farm, you understand that. Yeah, the checks keep rolling in, and they're large today, and they get larger and larger, it seems. But the bills keep rolling in, too. So, you know, how do we manage that and keep our hands wrapped around managing that margin that we're trying to keep on the farm to be profitable? So, you know, you just got to be really on top of that. You know, make sure you have good records. You know, the days of the shoebox and not knowing where you are is probably not a viable option anymore today with the risk that we have. So being money wise, and I think we all know that. Next thing I think it touched on was, you know, be innovative, be resourceful. It's if you stand still, you know, you're going to fall behind. And I don't want you to interpret that meaning we need to continue to get bigger. Getting bigger, yes, that is an option, but that usually, you know, comes after we make sure everything else is humming at optimum levels. So a lot of times that's just getting better, you know, getting more milk, weaning more calves, growing more bushels per acre, reducing costs, you know, all those things should come first before we just think we're going to get bigger, 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 you know. You know, growth, you know, disciplined growth is part of running a business today. And that usually happens over time, but don't let that happen before we have everything else working at an optimum level. Third thing it touched on was managing time and people. You know, it used to be if you could tell time and, you know, keep track of the calendar, you were a successful farmer. You just had to get up in the morning and work hard. That isn't necessarily the truth today. Just getting going in the morning and working hard may not be enough to be successful today. We need to manage what we do, prioritize what has to happen. We need to wake up with a plan in the morning, and I think most people do, but you know, it's still amazing to me sometimes that, you know, we wake up in the morning and then we, you know, have to figure out what we're going to do today. And I think as you mature as a manager, you wake up in the morning knowing what's going to get done today, not figuring out what we'd have to do. If you can differentiate that, you need to be on top of your schedule days ahead of time in the climate that we operate today. And manage people. You know, hire good people. If you hire employees, give them the reins that they need to help your business be successful. Try not to be a micromanager, but be willing to step in and deal with situations diplomatically as they arise. You know, we are HR experts, veterinarians, agronomists, and herdsmen all in one, it seems, today in production agriculture. But this is a part of the job description that most farmers do struggle with. So, you know, find that person on the farm who is better working with people, and maybe it's the wife, maybe it's another hired employee, but find that person that has that touch to work with people because you need them, and hiring today is difficult. Acknowledge your strengths and weaknesses. play off your strengths. If you're really good with dairy cattle but not so much interested in running equipment, you know, rely on the neighbor down the road. Work with them to do your custom harvest, custom planting. You know, focus on what you're good at. If you are dairy farming and you really don't like to milk cows, acknowledge that. Find that person who can help you be successful in the dairy barn that's paying the bills. And I, you know, there are a lot of dairy farmers that don't necessarily like milking cows, and that's fine. You just need to be smart enough to realize the client, you know, the workforce that you need to make that business successful. Details, details, details. It's all the little things that add up to be big problems. When I go to a farm that, you know, I'll get the comment, Mark, you just need to come on, we need to talk. You know, okay, so that usually means there's, you know, trouble at some point somewhere. And it comes down to a lot of times just a lot of little things that have been brewing or happening that have added up to a bigger problem. So you know, pay attention to details. Don't let the little things slide. Little things today turn into big issues quick. You know, cows don't get bred for a month, milk production drops, right? We don't feed the correct mineral, and we get a coccidiosis outbreak in our young stock. You know, it just can add up to a big problem quick. Acquire wisdom of others. And I mentioned this last week is, you know, surround yourself with people who really have your best interest at heart, people who want you to be successful. You need to find that group, that peer group, professionals that you know you can rely on, that aren't just there to sell you something. They're there to help you and help you be successful and help you think through things. Don't be so proud that you don't think you need a little input from time to time. We all need that, and I do that all the time in my role, and there are other people also. So those are just some things I think we need to think about. You know, interest rates are on the rise. Operating loans are getting renewed today from 4 to 8%. You know, cash flow is going to tighten up. So, you know, start buckling down and really looking at the business, and be prepared to be flexible and move with the things that you're going to be faced with. You know, planting season's coming. Corn has been a little bit under pressure, but we're still going to have a very valuable crop to put in the ground with our corn and our beans. So hopefully that planter's out of the corner of the shed all tuned up and ready to go.
Well, and you talked a lot about the parts of being a successful farming. What about putting together those goals?
Yeah, we should all have, you know, short-term, intermediate, and long-term goals. And I'm always impressed when I go into a farm or an office or a shop and they've got some things hanging up on the wall, like a little bit of a, you know, what their mission is. And, you know, maybe the goals aren't laying out there for the general public, but then you go to the back office and they've got some goals, like pay down some debt, or, you know, increase our herd production, or get our semiotic cell dropped. You know, it just shows that, you know, management and the workers there, family, are really trying to, you know, look at their business, find the spots that need improvement, and maybe part of that goal is to grow too. But let's focus on all those things that we need to fix short term, within a year, intermediate, you know, usually in up to 10, and then long term can be any number of years after that. But if you don't write it down, it usually doesn't happen. There's a lot of truth to that. And it can be just as simple as a sticky note, you know, stuck to your pickup truck visor, as silly as that might sound. But just something to kind of remind you of some things that need to be addressed.
And I think it's also important to point out that it's okay to readjust those goals as we go.
Yeah, goals are plans, right? And plans are meant to be changed. So we are dealt with a different set of circumstances on a daily basis on the farm, and goals are meant to be changed and adjusted accordingly based on the tide that we find ourselves in. So yeah, you shouldn't be frustrated that you have to adjust something. That's just good management. You know, if you have something that you think you're going to do and something changes, it'd be a poor decision just to keep on trudging toward that same goal if that maybe doesn't make sense today. So yeah, always reevaluate and readjust. But you know, have that vision of what you're working for. You know, hopefully we're not just walking out the door every day and working. You know, what are we working for? You know, what's your legacy going to be? What's that business look like that you want to pass on to the next generation, or or employ people in the community and be proud of, I guess.
Sounds to me like an awful lot of management of what comes at you and being willing to change up the management policies to be as successful at farming. And that was Mr. Mark Dank. He's the agribusiness instructor at Chippewa Valley Technical College. And I'm Jill Welke.